Hey, this is Jeff Milo. I have a new show called My Local, a weekly one-hour showcase of the vibrant Michigan music scene, spanning diverse genres of rock, indie pop, folk, soul, and beyond. Celebrate music from the Mitten on My Local, Tuesday at 9 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
I'm Eli Newman, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit. This week's question comes from Kiara Linden in downtown Detroit.
I'm wondering why Detroit is often referred to as the Paris of the Midwest.
Where have you heard that term before that makes you ask that question?
I've heard it just in random places. Like, I heard that the streets are done in the same way as Paris, or the same city engineer designed it. I don't even know exactly when this term started.
Ah, Detroit, the Paris of the Midwest. It has a certain je ne sais quoi about it, don't you think, mon ami? Okay, to be honest, Paris is an internationally recognized city that gets compared to a lot of places in the world. But Kiara has a point. Detroit's streets do share some similarities to those in the French capital.
Paris is characterized by broad avenues, these diagonal thoroughfares, and large public spaces.
That's Paul Shevchik, who runs the website Detroit Urbanism, which explores the city's history of urban planning and development. He says after a fire destroyed most of Detroit in 1805, a federal judge named Augustus Woodward, yes, that Woodward, envisioned a new city plan based on triangular arrangements. It was unlike anything that existed in Europe, something that was uniquely American.
Well, most city plans are based on just a simple gridiron, which is just squares and rectangles. But he created a system that would not just have square blocks, but would incorporate diagonal avenues into the system itself.
Though Woodward's full plan was squashed, some of his designs for wide radial avenues can still be seen in Grand Circus Park and Washington Boulevard downtown. But saying Detroit got these street designs from Paris is not quite right. Most of what Paris looks like today came about under Napoleon III in the 1850s.
So a lot of these ideas that characterize Paris were not there in 1805 when Woodward was planning the new layout of Detroit. So in a way, he was forward-thinking. He was ahead of Paris, in fact.
Napoleon III's Parisian renovation did have some impact on Detroit. It inspired wide avenues like Grand Boulevard, and it ushered in an era of French-influenced architecture in late 1800s and early 1900s Detroit, earning the city's most recent comparisons to Paris. But in reality, Detroit's connection to France goes back much earlier, more than 300 years earlier, in fact, back to the initial French settlement of Detroit. And it starts with an explorer named Antoine Lemay de la Mothe, Sieur de Cadillac. But let's just call him Cadillac.
He's an adventurer who sees a particular opportunity for himself and builds an image of himself to make that possibility come true.
That's Catherine Kangany, a historian of colonial and early Federalist Detroit at the University of Notre Dame. As she explains, Cadillac was a bit of a boaster. He had dubious military credentials and even invented his own coat of arms. So Cadillac had a lot riding on making a French settlement in Detroit work.
Even though Detroit catches fire and burns to the ground in 1703, there's almost immediate violence with the native peoples who have relocated to Detroit to join Cadillac in this venture. He still is writing his superiors back in France that this colony has a lot of potential.
So, as Detroit struggles to get off the ground, Cadillac writes the following letter to his boss, the overseer of French colonies, in 1705.
Ce poste sera le Paris de la Nouvelle France.
This post will be the Paris of New France. A shameless self-promoter, Cadillac could have used this phrase to rally Detroit settlers. This is the most likely point in time where the association between Paris and Detroit entered public consciousness. And while New France isn't quite the same as Midwest, all that's really changed is the frame of reference. A lot of French territory in North America became the Midwest in the United States. So it makes sense that the term changed with the times to reflect that. So Kiara, does that answer your question?
Wow, it goes way back. I did not expect it to go back 300 years.
To ask your question about Detroit or the region, visit WDET.org/curious. Thanks for listening. I'm Eli Newman.
WDET's Curiosity is supported by Michigan Science Center. More at mi-sci.org.